WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour out on the road, celebrating 25 years. We're going to be at Costas on the 3rd. We're going to be at Drug City on the 4th. And then throughout the month of August, the end of August, on the 28th, we're going to be down in Glen Burnie at Pappas eating the world-famous crab cakes as well with Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman. I'm sure we'll talk some horse racing as well as some Annapolis and things down in the southern end of Baltimore. If you keep going through Anne Arundel County down on 95, you get down to College Park, where this guy applied his trade for a period of time, then went on to the NFL. He is now working in the MMA space as an executive, a promoter of all things MMA, but always coming back to Maryland and doing his lights out promotion. He'll be doing that in the winter. But coming back here right now on the eve of Lamar season, the NFL season, the Chargers giving money away, we welcome Sean Merriman back onto the program. So much going on, dude. I'm following you out on social right now. You're ramping these fights up. You're getting them out on FUBU every couple months, right?
Yeah. We're actually about every 6 weeks now. So we're trying to dwindle it down to about 4 weeks. Now we're really cranking every 4 weeks once we get going. But it's been great, man. We got a huge fight coming up August 26th. In San Diego. Those can't be there. Obviously, you guys probably won't be there, but you can check us out on Fubo Sports, Fubo TV. We'll be live at 7 p.m. Pacific, August 26th. We just climbed into the top five on Fubo Sports, man. So I think that, for us, that's a big, big landmark. Fubo got a lot of, great programs, soccer on there, great shows, great content. And for us to climb in that top five, man, really, really shows us that, the fans like what we're doing.
Tell me about Fubo a little bit, because I just want to bitch because I'm an old guy. I turned 55 lately. And the Orioles now, the Orioles are a big deal here now, right? They're winning, like out in San Diego when the Padres win. And Padres lost their television network, right? I know you know about that. We're out here. Masson has the games, except on Friday night, it's Apple TV. Some Sundays, all these different things you have to do, and they all have a paywall. Tell me that on August 26th, if you're an MMA fan, you want to watch these fights. How do I do the FUBU thing? I'm an old guy, Sean. You gotta educate.
Yeah, but most people that subscribe on FUBO, anybody with a Samsung TV, a Roku, we'll be on Vizio platforms. I think we've been our post games, post fight stuff is shown on Amazon Freebie as well. I think so too. So we're getting out there, man. It's pretty cool because not only are we showing in the States, but we're showing in Canada, France, and some parts of Spain. Look, football is king here in the country. It always will be, even though I'm in the fight business now. But internationally, the fight game is really, really big and really strong. I think, a lot of people can thank the UFC for, making it more of a global phenomenon. And so for us, man, we just got the next up-and-coming stars, right? Everybody comes through us before they get the opportunity to go to UFC or go to one of these other, bigger promotions, which UFC seems to be it when they come from us. And, like I said, we climbed in that top five on Fubo Sports, man. That's a big, big deal for us. It was key to have something like that happen.
Well, other than your obvious passion for doing this and creating, and all I do is go back to professional wrestling. And I remember when, Vince McMahon had the Northeast and the NWA and the AWA and UFC came in. Yeah, 15, 20 years ago, and I've told you about John Rollo, who does the Shogun fights here, who I grew up with here. Local promotions, and as they pop up, you're trying to be a lot more than a local promotion. Obviously, coming on 3,000 miles away, having the power of video would make that happen. How many local promotions are out there, and did you base it Southern California, Vegas, in that area? I would think there's a lot of that's a very prime area for what MMA is, right? I mean, around the world, there are a lot of fighters coming out of the area where you played football.
Yeah, no question about it. There's a ton of fighters in California, mainly Southern California. You got some really good gyms like the Diaz brothers who come from, Northern Cal and Stockton area. So you have some champions coming up. But what we're seeing is because of the notoriety that the sport of MMA is getting, you're seeing fight gyms pop up in Florida, Tennessee, Texas, New Jersey. I've even had a brief conversation with the MGM right there back in Maryland to possibly have a fight there within this next year, a big one. So, as the sports grow, you're having more and more people. And I grew up in the, DMV area. So boxing was my thing.
Sugar Ray Leonard. I mean, that's all you need to say here, right?
Yeah, Sugar Ray Leonard in Palmer Park. When I was growing up, I've been to his gym in Palmer Park there. My uncles were a professional boxer. So I grew up as a boxing fan, MMA really didn't come
up. Up in Baltimore, we had Mac Brown, right? We had Vincent Petway, Reggie Gross. I mean, we had fighters here all the time putting fights on. And that really, really, Sugar Ray was a big part of that. And Ali training just up the hill in Pennsylvania for all those years. I mean, this was a real hotbed for fights.
Yeah, no question about it. And as big as MMA is getting now and getting more global, you're starting to see, you know, some of those boxers that were growing up boxers to kind of transition into MMA. Boxing's always going to be big, right? I'll be at the Terrence Crawford, Spencer fight this weekend. I'm still a boxing fan, but as we see MMA growing to a more global phenomenon.
Sean Merriman is here. He is Lights Out. You can find all the information at lightsoutxf.com. The fights are August 26th at the casino out in San Diego, but they're broadcast there. And, of course, Sean comes on because he's a Terp. It's football season around here. Yeah, you are doing your coach promotion. I want to give you a little oxygen on that because we are a few months out. It's hot as hell here right now. It's hot as hell everywhere right now, Sean. You know that. But you do this very, very special thing that, I mean, it's your signature thing, right? I mean, going back to when you were a student here.
Yeah, my Lights On Win a Coat Drive that I established when I was at the University of Maryland. You know, we just finished up the 20th annual Win a Coat Drive last November. And, you know, the craziest thing when I get there is, you know, some of the people who used to come when I very first started out, right? Everybody's showing up. They got grays in their beard now. They got kids. This is when I first started out a long time ago.
So I'm not dying mine. I'm letting you know there are some grays in here. If I was dying it, I'd dye them all.
Trust me. I'm getting mine, too. Mine popping in on the side.
That's wisdom growing in there, Sean.
That's it. You know it. But it's cool for me, right? It's cool to see people still coming around, still supporting. You know, we got the field hockey team out there, the wrestling team, the basketball team, the football team that's out there, depending on when I have it. So, you know, it's just cool to see all the people that still support it after all these years. We'll have it this year. I have my 21st annual Winter Coat Drive in November. We're trying to lock down the game, the date, make sure they don't have anything else going on that date. And just keep expanding, man. We got, you know, a little over 1,000 coats last year, which is, look, man, 1,000-plus people was warmer. That's how I look at it.
Well, Maryland's coming again, right? On the basketball side, certainly, right? I mean, last year was an awakening, and I say that here in Baltimore where the Orioles fans have been awakened. I think Terps basketball people that may have been a little somnambulant after Gary and certainly the Turgeon era, last year was a whole new place. You'll find more enthusiasm when you come back this November.
You know, I was talking to Scott Van Pelt probably a couple months ago, and just the excitement and the energy that's back around that program now that they didn't have for a long time. It feels like back when I came in, right, when they just won the national championship, all this excitement. I remember seeing the guys walking to the classroom. I'm like, dude, these guys just won, you know, they just won a ring, right? It's just that type of excitement is happening. And then what's going to end up happening at the end of the day is it's going to start to trickle in to football, and it's coming. It's like what Coach Loxley's doing there right now is exciting because now not only do they have one of the best recruiting classes, they're going to be able to compete with the Ohio State, the Michigans. You know, they got to go out and win those games against Purdue and Northwestern. They can't give up those games like they did before in the past. They got to win those games, but they will actually be in a position this year to compete against the Michigans and Ohio State.
How much dough would you roll in an NIL, Sean? Be honest with me. How much?
Yeah, seven figures for sure.
Well, I mean, hey, dude, the world's changed. I mean, it has. And it's funny to even have you say you were just rolling in there when they won. I'm that old, dude. I mean, I'm Maryland back to Tom McMillan and Elmore and, like, you know, all that stuff. But it's been over 20 years. Same thing. You know, I go back to the Ravens' first championship in that whole era. And to think how much things have changed. But for all of college sports, for anybody that was a special athlete like you, it's a different game for your kids at this point, right?
It's a different game. And I tell you, I would have put that Lights Out name to use in that NIL if I was in college. Trust me. And I don't know if you saw the commercial with the coldest, the guy that had the kid who had the air conditioner. About the coldest. It was one of the best commercials that we've seen, the best advertisement. The kid's last name was the coldest. I thought that was great. I would have found a way to implement Lights Out somewhere. Probably Pepco, right? Back then when they had the light and gas electricity company, Pepco, maybe that would have been, you know, Lights Out. Maybe I could have got a deal there.
Well, the electric company would have put you into business. Sean Merriman is here. His fights are August 26th. You can find out all that he's doing at lightsoutxf.com. Also, can follow Sean personally out on all the social media places, the Instagrams, and all of that. I want to talk a little football with you now. I mean, we're just kicking off here, and we're We got this baseball fever going on when the team's in first place. It doesn't happen around here often. You lived here. You know this, right? Before the Nationals even existed. But football season and getting into it here and where the AFC is and all of these quarterbacks, and Herbert gets his bag and Lamar's got his bag. I mean, only one of these are going to survive in the AFC. I know you're partial to the Chargers, even though it's a little weird they're playing up in L.A. to me. But the stability of any franchise is in the quarterback. We went through the Lamar-a-thon here all off season. Now that he's got his money, got to go out and play. But this is a very, very competitive field in the AFC this year, more than ever,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, no question about it. And, you know, Lamar, I'm glad that they got that done, right? Because now you can kind of pin your ears back and just concentrate on football. Whenever you go into these contract negotiations, it's, you know, the reporters, the beat writers, the guys that come in the locker room every day after practice asking you about, hey, how do you feel about your teammate? And is that a distraction that he's not paid? I mean, it's such a distraction when guys are going through a contract situation. So I'm glad they got that done. And they had to, because as you just said, that AFC is so damn competitive. Even the other day, you know, when people ask me all the time, hey, why didn't you guys get a ring, right? Why didn't you guys get a ring? Well, guess what? I had to go through Ben Roethlisberger, Peyton Manning, and then Tom Brady, right? That's three, you know, Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Let's look at what's going on now, right?
Well, you might have had a Hall of Fame quarterback with you.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't win, right?
Literally. That's right. Well, we didn't win. You had to go through these other guys. Now, if you look at the AFC now, you got to go through six guys. You got to go through six top-tier quarterbacks in order to win a championship. And just the battle to get to that platform, to a championship, that road is much tougher than it's ever been in the last two decades of football, because now you have, you know, Patrick Mahomes, you have Lamar Jackson, you got Justin Herbert, Burrow, Aaron Rodgers, who's in the AFC, Lawrence, that's down in Jacksonville, he's even coming around. And so you have like six guys you have to go through in order to get to that point. You know, the AFC is rough. It's rough to get there.
Well, you can't be one of those teams if you don't have that guy. And I guess that's where the Ravens, last time you and I got together, you were doing your fights back in the spring, and Lamar's representing himself. He wants to be traded. Like, all of this went on in the offseason. Now they go out and do kumbaya. They got a new offense installing. OBJ shows up. I mean, the Ravens loaded up this year, and I think we lived through the Flacco era of when your quarterback is 22, 24, 26% of your cap, that it becomes very, very hard to compete. This feels like an all-in year for the Ravens here.
It is, and they brought in all the right pieces. They did. And also, too, them having a new offensive coordinator. Nothing. I don't want to, you know, to kind of throw dirt on the former offensive coordinator, but let's face it. In my opinion, those injuries and things that happened to Lamar's because they put him in a position to have to use his legs. He, you know, when you're paying a quarterback that amount, we know what he can do when he runs the ball. But that should be the last option to go on and make a big play. They had designed plays where there was draws, run pass, read option, RPO. Like, you can't use your main guy, even though he's more than capable of creating these plays. You can't put him in harm's way, right? Because if he goes down, that's it. You don't have anybody.
Well, we're two for two in that. The last 2 years, he's gone down, and that's it, right?
Yeah.
That's what we've been.
And you can't get out. One thing we know about Lamar Jackson, he has a big arm, right? And so what do? They got two capable wide receivers now who can stretch the football field, get the ball down the field, and even with Odell, you can throw him a quick slant, a wide receiver screen, and he can take it for 20, 30, 40 plus yards. So you got that. You got a running back who's more than capable of getting it done now, too. You got a defense. They brought in a guy who I trained with personally, Chuck Smith, who I think because bringing him in, I think they're going to finish top in sacks. I think the defensive line are going to do extremely well. I trained with him during the offseason.
Tell me about Chuck a little bit. Give me a little insight into that. And more than that, when you have an Adafi Owa, when you have young guys that have been watching Justin Houston do this, you know, watching world-class guys like yourself get after the quarterback. I mean, it's an art, but it's a science, right?
Chuck Smith will get the most out of those guys that they didn't even know they had, right? And so even me going to him, I've already been to multiple Pro Bowls, all pros and all this. I learned so much in the time I trained with him, because he'll look at you and say, listen, you need to add this to do that. It's a science to him. There's nobody to know more about the pass rusher and capabilities and what you need to do technical wise when you're in technique to be great. And he understands, like, this guy, you might have a guy that's not athletically gifted, right? You got some guys who are just not there, but he will find a way to get the most out of you. So I'm going to be watching that this year. That's not, you know, to be honest, that's not talked about enough. That's him. Them bringing him in is just not talked about enough. We talk about Bienemy and Kellen Moore and all these offseason additions. Chuck Smith is not being talked about enough because they're going to get after it on that defensive line.
Did you grow up in a DMV, burgundy and gold? I'm thinking you probably did.
I like the players. I never had a team. Unfortunately, my house was split growing up. I had Dallas Cowboys fans and I had Redskins fans growing up in the house. So it was a 50-50, but I never chose a side.
Okay, because I would just think like a kid growing up where you grew up, the team now going back into a different direction, a different ownership. Lord knows, bad ownership will get you blown up. I don't need to tell you, it got your franchise moved at one point, right? And the league and everything that's going on with the league. But trying to fix franchises and heal them, your franchise and signing Herbert and all that, give me a little Charger piece of this. Because, I mean, I know you take that with you everywhere you go. They just spent a lot of money on a quarterback. They believe that they can beat Lamar Jackson and they can beat Patrick Mahomes and that they're going to be that team out there.
Well, no question about it. And I think that the addition with Kellen Moore coming in, right, this is a perfect storm we're talking about. Justin Herbert, no question, no doubt about it. He has the strongest arm in the National Football League. This guy is – I remember the first time I walked into him, I thought he played tight end or defensive end. This guy's huge when he walked through the door. And he has a cannon. So what does Kellen Moore love to do? He loves to get the ball down the field. That's what he's great at doing, open up the offense. Then you got three capable wide receivers and a tight end in Everett who can be explosive. Regardless of the talk of Austin Eckler and the contract negotiations, things that happened in that running back position over the last few weeks, he is the most dynamic running back in the NFL as far as what he can do out the backfield, running the ball, catching the ball. You can use him anywhere. So that offense is – they're on pace to have a 5,000-plus, you know, for Justin Herbert to throw 5,000-plus. I think they're going to have three wide receivers over 1,000 yards this year. I think Austin Eckler is going to have his biggest year because they're going to be able to stretch the field so much. And it's just – it's an exciting time for them. But first and foremost, they had to take care of Justin Herbert, and they did.
Do you feel for these running backs, Sean, that aren't getting paid? I had Josh Jacobs' agent out, Chad Wiesling. He a Terp, yep. Chad. So I had Chad out a couple weeks ago for a crab cake over at Spirits West over in Wilkins Avenue. We were talking for an hour about running backs and the position. And, I mean, you played a position that in Deacon Jones's day, they didn't really value it. You know, sacking the quarterback, that's nice. You sack the quarterback, you take it down. Then all of a sudden it became – like a closer in baseball during your era and before your era, it became something like if you can't sack the quarterback, you can't win in the league. And guys like you got paid because of that.
Yeah, and it just goes with the time. It's unfortunate, right? But I think that most people have to do this. You have to take your top 7 to 10 guys out of that running back category because they do so much for your team, right? With Saquon Barkley, they're not the same team when he's not on the field. Right, Josh Jacobs, if he's off the field, the Raiders are not the same team. Pollard.
He touched the ball 49% of their plays. It's incredible.
So I get it. The shelf life of these guys are short, and you gotta put that into, you know, when you're calculating everything and figuring it out. But when you have a guy that's a game breaker, right? When you have a guy that's a game breaker that can change the complexity of your whole entire offense, you can't categorize him as a running back. This guy's a game changer. Right, and you only have about 7-plus guys in the whole National Football League that you can't just plug and play and say, we'll just throw a guy back there and win football games. It doesn't happen that way.
Sean Merriman is here. He will be there on August 26th out in Southern California. You can watch the fights on Fubo. You can also find him at lightsoutxf.com. And I'll have you back on at some point when the leaves get to change here, maybe in October, as we get into November when you're doing your coat drive down in College Park as the Terps roll it out. Maybe the football team will be 6-1 or 6-2 by then. I don't know, Sean. Maybe be heading through some kind of bowl that's not the Tidy Bowl. But, hey, I appreciate you coming on. Good luck with this. You have headliners on your fight. Who are your big fighters on your card on the 26th?
Yeah, we got two former vets and Jonathan Madera, a guy that I want everybody to watch out for. This is going to be a star, Matus. He is already signed, I believe, or about to sign with the UFC Contender Show. I got about three guys that will be moving on to the UFC after this fight.
You feel good about that or bad about that?
Yeah, it's you graduate. You know, wait, look, I played at the University of Maryland. I wanted to go in the NFL, right? I mean, that's just what it is. And while we're growing, and we're growing great. I mean, viewership on Fubo and the eyeballs that we're getting, we're growing, obviously. But we love giving these guys an opportunity. There's plenty of fighters out there that's looking for the opportunity, and we want to make sure we give it to them.
All right, man. Well, you can follow Sean out on the social media places and follow him down to College Park a couple months from now. Always good that you come home and visit. I wore the Terps colors here for you. I got a little state flag going on here. We'll be at Pappas later on in the month down in Anne Arundel County. And next week, it is our 25th anniversary on August 3rd. We'll be over Costas and Dundalk. So nice. We'll do it twice. We'll go back to Dundalk to Drug City all day Friday. Make sure you're coming out. It's all brought to you by friends at the Maryland Lottery. Have some scratch-offs to give away. And our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. You buy two, you get two free. 2 years, 0% financing all summer long. Sounds like a Kid Rock song. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Baltimore positive.